Kyle over here. Thank you, Carter. I'm just calling here to follow up on the possible parking.
Hey, John. It's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. Were you able to take a look at the email I sent you this morning?
Yeah, Peter, I looked at on that, but, you know, like I told you guys before, before we on mod, and then the more we go detailing sign, the more you add me something, I can accept it. I don't have a tie to do it. And I'm on mod go to China for my business trip, too.
I know. When are you leaving for your business trip?
Now, it's unbelievable on that. You add like a store fund or something. Yeah, I think you are damn picture a lot of thing already. So.
Yeah, you took pictures. They weren't. We need the whole the picture of the front of the building and the sign.
Yeah, that's the front of the building.
Did you take a picture of the sign, like the whole building?
No, we are in full sale. We don't have a sign. We have a sign in the bottom of that.
Okay. That's fine.
We sell to public, though.
Then
we on the freeway looking now, so we don't want the public going here.
Oh, okay.
My employee.
That's perfect, then. What I still need a...
My three buildings, and I took you that the store.
Okay, well...
One side and the other side is the warehouse.
Okay.
The one with you see with the sofa on the front, that's where I stay in there.
Okay, so then that's fine. That's fine then. The pictures are fine. What we need still are the credit card statements, the payoff letter from Forward Financing, and the month-to-date bank statement, and the signed document.
I think the Forward Financial, they did call me in the morning too, because I think you guys asked them or something. That's why they know. So they offer me the all the fund, additional fund without easy. Get email for them, the three of segment up, and I email for them already. So I see you still have a lot of things to add me.
It's because the original was all set in your name, John, and we had to redo everything with Gary's name because the ownership was incorrect. So we had to start over, get new documents. So I sent you the new ones. If you would just show those to Gary, have him fill them out, we could have this done in literally 10 minutes. If you get me those letters, the make statement, the credit card statement, and the document signed, we'll be finished. I know it's a lot of paperwork. We only...
credit card merchant statement.
Yeah, that's...
For you guys?
No, the credit card merchant statements, you know, you...
One, the credit card they change for every day for my bank statement.
Is it on your bank statement? Because usually you have a different processor.
Yeah, the one they add on my balance sheet, that's the one credit card.
Yeah, but does Heartland...
I bank for deposit check only, but I don't want it. But
does...
the one I fought for you with the last number, 0806, everything it add on the bank, that all the credit card transaction. And the one you see, they deduct that one, I signed out something to pay for.
Let me
that's
see.
Temple. Nobody asked me that one. And that one that's good enough for the 0806. We have the other one, we deposit the check. Sometimes the customer pay by check, and we deposit in there.
But yeah, they just want to see the every trend. You know, I see Heartland payment every day it goes in. I understand
yeah,
that.
Heartland.
Yeah, they
on the bank statement they say Heartland is.
Yeah, they just want to see the actual Heartland statements that say this many
now
Visas, that many MasterCards.
I have to go back and take a look and pull it out for you.
Well, yeah, we need
so
whatever
I
sent you this morning.
To tell them to give me some.
Okay, we need whatever that list I sent you this morning with just the Forward Financing letter, the documents, the credit card statement, and the month-to-date statement. Once we get those, the loan will fund.
Month-to-date? What the hell is month-to-date?
The month-to-date bank statement, like all the way till November 7th. So it just says like live bank statement, like today.
I said for you, let me see, I can pull it out. I think for you the October waiting.
Yeah, October. We just need a month to date. So that means, like, everything to today. So if you go and call your bank or go online banking, you say month to date bank statement. It's just a screenshot of the 7 days of this month. We got October ready, so you send me. It's just a screenshot of today. What does today look like? It's called the month to date bank statement. We're very close to being finished. There's just a couple of extra pieces of paperwork that they've asked for, and as soon as we get these, we'll be all done.
If I bring now from my bank right now, they always say me at October 31.
Is there an option for today's bank statement? Like,
I sent it to you already.
Yeah, but we need a month to date bank statement, and what that means is
it. But I don't know how to get that one out.
Just
email again for you.
Send me a screenshot if you can, or I'll see if I can arrange maybe a Decision Logic link where you can actually just sign into your bank account and it will give us a up-to-date bank statement. That's another option. How about for right now, John, just worry about getting me forward financing, the credit card merchant statements from Heartland for the past 3 months, and the signed documents with Just Gary, and just get me that. Okay, did Gary sign the documents yet?
Yeah, Gary out for pick up the merchandise and see the vendor. So he won't be back here like late on.
All right, how about that? Just work on getting him to sign that, get the payoff letter from Forward, and get me the merchant statements. Work on getting that today, and then tomorrow morning we'll finish the loan and be done with this. Alright, so tomorrow's going to be the last day we ever do this. We'll finish it all up. Alright.
I try to get them. Hold on. One by one, because I have a lot of things to do on Monday.
I know, exactly. I know Monday's a tough day.
I can bring the on November to do a two today. Did that today. Everything now ready. And let's see. That's one by one, two, three, four.
That'll work.
When I have the payoff letter, I have to call them or what?
Yeah, you can call them or request it online, I think. I would just call them because the one that you sent me from before was from August 23rd, so it was just a little too old. So give them a phone call and they should be able to send that to you very quickly.
Okay, that one. And then Gary Shai, not available until like 2 or 3 o'clock when he come back.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, John, you know, it's not too much paperwork. I think we can get around this and have it all done by the end of today, early tomorrow morning, and have it funded.
I don't know either. They know it. I pay off them, you know. That's why they call me, the same dealer.
Mm-hmm.
I send them 3 months, 6 months, because I don't think I can finish all the paperwork you guys asking me and take too long. I have to be paying my business, and I have to go to China soon too.
Exactly. So as soon as you get this done today.
Today, my vendor is sent to me. It's merchandise that need to move out on sale.
Well, then let's get this done because we're on the last step. I'm just waiting for.
If I can do it, see, right now I'm on the front of my computer. If I can do something for you, I do it. But when I lap it out here with my business. so it's hard for me to come back or do something because I have a lot. My customer is fucked. I have to.
Yeah, of course.
I want to lock them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I right now, let me see if I can get you the forward financial letter or I can go online because I never have access with them.
Mm-hmm.
On deck, yeah, I have that because I remember they told you me how to do that on computer, so I do it. But the forward financial is, let's see.
A little different. Exactly.
Like before, you guys keep asking me, and then forward they step in. They take me only one day to do it. That's why I surprised.
That's because they already have all your information. It just took us a while because we made documents for your name.
So on deck, to tell you the truth is, just only 3 months, 6 months, and they click over, and then they got the online, so I click in there, I talk with him, couple things, and then tomorrow he funded. That's it. He give me a sign, and I signature, for a while too. But only your company. I don't know why, you know, but I tried to do it some different business with different people so we know what's going on.
Yeah, I think it's good to know what your options are. I think, we have a good product. It just, we got a little confusion because we thought you were the owner first, and then it ended up being Gary, and all the paperwork was wrong, so it took an extra 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
We had to start over.
With the other two people, it's the same thing. They don't care about that. You know, astronauts, we got Disney, we got storefront, we got every warehouse, we got everything. I don't know. They surprised. I didn't ask them. But on the paperwork, on the trust account, you know, I'm the guy to in charge of.
You signed the documents for forward financing and for on deck, not Gary?
Yeah, I signed for.
Oh, that's weird. Because, you know, on paper, Gary, it says Gary 100%.
You know, we could do a fair business. We make like 300% for the merchandise and want it. So we pay you some, and then we took it some fair business. I don't fool it, you know. I don't, and you look at my bank statement on just only Gary Company. We got credit card pay every day. We have credit card transaction we sell every day. We don't not like fool you or something, no.
No, it's just,
I mean,
they got bank rules.
My,
you know,
bank
you're doing
really wrong. Even, you know, I give them a year. Every day we got trying to sell it, like every day, not like seasonal. That's the thing. I think at Deck Mount and Forward, they look it up somehow for that way. And then, I don't know, your company is different. I believe everyone got the company, but, you know, cut too much paperwork for me or too much time for me. If I had time, no problem.
No, exactly. I know. It's a lot of
time. I do it for you. See, you want the statement, I could go download and email for you. I can do that on the due to that. But now I go to bring it. Yeah, now that I have that. And what mm-hmm. else you ask me, you know? If I can do right now, I do. But when I hang up and customer call me, oh, I have to do it. I have to do something. Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I know it is, but we're so close, John. It's okay. I send you all we need are those, you know, the couple bank statements and the documents. We should be all done here, and we'll finish this up. And
so
then
right
next time you need money,
the,
you don't.
I have the bank statement due today already.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so one. The only thing I have to find out how to get the payoff letter from Forward Financial. That's why I called them and this morning. But when they find out I pay up, they say, John, you need my money. We can offer you. You don't have to go somewhere.
Oh, that's what they're going to say every time, John.
And then
no, I know.
John, you just give me 3 months' statement. I say, yeah, I have that ready. So I just click and send it. They have their old email. I click it out. But, you know, and now I find out you got like five things to pay up later, photo picture. I mean, I don't mind. If you want, I can hang out my tie a little bit higher and take a picture. But I send you two of my warehouse building. We have four more.
Okay.
But, you know, in the last 3 months credit card, I have to call the girl in the accounting to send me that. But I think it nothing to do with that. On my bank statement, you see that they say permanent. I mean, heartland, change for every day, or deduct every day.
You know, I do see it on there.
Bank statement, every day change transaction. They pay for it because, and they say heartland, and they took our commission at the end of the month. Yeah, they deduct everything.
I see it. I see right on the bank statement, it says Harland every single day, and then they take the deduction out at the end of the month. And, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from, but we have worked on this quite some time, and we're basically almost done. All we need are three more pieces of paperwork just to confirm, and we're finished. And, you know, you won't ever have to do this amount of work again. Next time you just call me, and you just ask me how much money you want.
He come down here, I give him a signature, and then I can send that. I have to go last 3 months, 6 months to the car. Yeah, the only thing is right now is I have to call my accountant, is she available, so she email for me and I email back to you on that, okay?
Okay, start working on that. Thank you, John, I appreciate it.
What's the most thing you needed in the file of the question you asked me? What's the most? Something you think it, forget it. See, like a sign of photo, do you need the fun sign of the building? You still need that or no?
Yeah, if you do have a fun sign and, you know, take a picture, you know.
For you, really?
Yeah, I saw that. I just wasn't sure if you had a big sign up front and they wanted
to see it, but if
you don't have one, then don't worry about it.
We are in wholesale business.
I got you. So you keep it, you know.
We don't want the public come here, ask me this, ask me that, and then left. What my tie, what my employee tie. So
I understand.
And they come over, they find me in the corner, it means they bring the money. That's the way I do it, this one.
I understand.
Now when the customer show up on front of my warehouse, absolutely, 150%, they have to pay, they have to buy something. It's cheap or big money, that's it. That's the way how I do it.
No, I understand. It's something. There's a lot of wholesalers in your area for all different industries, so I'm pretty familiar. I've been up there myself a few times, and you have to have an account to buy.
Come here and see how big we are and how we run with the merchandise, pool merchandise, like that. I run a different way than people.
Yeah, maybe I'll come up there.
That's why we bought it, you know, like $300 we bought for $10. And then we sell that.
Wow.
And I increase every day, every year. One more month, everything go up like 13%, 20%, 25%. Especially everything. That's
why
I took an offer to buy that.
Okay.
Because you got $10 million in my this kind of business. It won't enough to buy that. We have every day offer. The one take it all, then it's cheap. Today I have one more. That's why I add four artists. That's why I run different kind of business. If you're not far from here, welcome here and take a look on how we run the business.
Yeah, I'm not too far. So next time I'm in the area, I'll stop by.
I really would like to see you check it out.
I trip,
and you look at all my warehouse and how much we inventory here, how much the machine we have down here. We're not a small guy, okay? We're not small.
No, I've seen your bank statements. They're not small.
That's why you asked how long it takes, why we filed a statement, and then a couple months later on we open. You see the permit for all my machine, the spraying room?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it cost me $300,000, almost 6 months to get the permit and approval from air quality control. Because the law, they change that.
Yeah, so when you spray the stuff, it goes all over the air, so you need to have a permit for it. $300,000? That's expensive.
Oh, shit. Now you want to pay for my bathroom? How much did you think?
Half a million. 200,000?
No, $500,000 to get the permit. Only big corporation can do that. They don't have. Now they give you the only approval like 100 something, but it's no door at all. You have to be leave it in the middle and then just spray it. No door, no clothes like us, or no quality, like no heat room in there too. No more. If you want to do that one, only corporation, big corporation, they can invest for like $600,000 or $500,000 to get the permit and with the equipment for that.
When did you do that?
I told you already, I do it 38 years.
I'm saying with the, you got the permit 38 years ago, or is that recently?
Oh, yeah. That's why we apply here. It take it cheaper and take it quicker. Then see, like you, now you want to open, you open that. Oh, man, it's a hell of trouble.
Years.
They want
tons it. Of paperwork.
All the paperwork, all the quality, what kind of gun you use, what kind of spray you use, what kind of stand you use, SUV, bullshit, all kind. How far you from school, how far you from public restaurant. Or
how far are you from the ocean, you know, how far, I got
no,
you.
No way you can get a big room like us. Right now, the only thing you got, that's just a small one, just like 10 by 10 and without a door. That's it.
Oh, wow.
No more on that.
You got a good deal then.
Oh, yeah. I forget to take you some of my machine cut, table cut. Yeah, $60,000, $100,000 table saw. Not like the one you buy Home Depot.
No.
No way. No. Yeah, we are. If you add the cooler, plumbing supply, who I am. Nobody know Gary, okay? Nobody know Gary about that.
Nobody.
That's why the guy, I take it wrong after the wrong email to you. That's why he tried to, I buy like $380,000. And he tried to force us to ship it. And I got an agreement with Gary and get mad with Gary. Try to fork him to ship it so he can get commission from, you know.
And he tried to trick Gary and go behind your back, basically.
Exactly. He said, like, okay, you going to load that deal, do that, and then they sell to people, and they charge you store, it's bullshit thing. Try to trap Gary, so that's why it happened. Nobody know Gary. That's why, you know, I give him the small, this one, in case I pass away, he use this one. But I don't give him a TDI.
The salesman took advantage of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
The one on Ferry, we going to open the big warehouse and move everything down there. That's where my player, TDI Associated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a 3-acre land and 68,000 square foot.
Wow.
Do it good for me. Yeah, we do a long-term business.
Well, then, let's get this done, then.
We don't need, like, 14 months. If 14
6 months.
If you want a long term, I can go my Bank America. If everyone down here, they know me 38 years. We do trade, never size, single bar check, everything.
Mm-hmm. So you have a good reputation there. So right now, you're looking for a short-term lender.
We buy something, we make, like, 300%. Give you some percent that. Couple months, we done.
Then let's just do a bunch of these tiny ones.
Your policy, I want to deal with new company, so I know all kind of trick from your guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have. We can get you a lot shorter of a term. I think you like the one that we had for you currently because it gives you options. So you can go all the way to 14, but if you want to end at 6, you can get actually a discount. So I think that one works well for you, but we're going to do even better on the second time around. But, you know, let's just get this first one done, John.
Yeah,
and once this is funded.
If I don't want to learn more tricky business or something wrong with that kind of, I can go, I call Paul, I tell you what, I call Paul, it's done already. Or I call on deck now, nothing. It's $50,000 back. That's it. I just say yes, then the fund is go over. contact that easy guy.
Exactly.
I got tied with them already, so we all done it.
Well,
probably.
Once you do one with us, it's going to be the same way. You're not going to have to send me more paperwork. I'm going to say, hey, John, I need 2 months of bank statements, and we'll have another $100,000 for you. But until once we just got to do this first one, and then we'll have everything set up to where we don't need any more paperwork to do any more loans.
I told you I do fair business. No, I don't fool over here. I don't do bullshit. Everything, we are strong business. It's not like my money can cover everything else.
I know.
I don't want you money for my money and make a profit and pay for Uncle Simon because I can claim it because it's for a global business, you know.
Yeah, you can write off, I think, 30% of the interest rate on to the business. So, yeah, don't give it to Uncle Sam. Definitely don't do that.
I told Gary, you this one and be a critic for him, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is gonna help his credit and the business's credit. So, I think it's going to be...
The main thing is, I don't care about his credit, about shit, you know? I don't care. He's grown up already. I build it up for him. This one belongs to him. It's still a couple $1 million already, so I don't care his credit, but I want his credit. The business is going good, so he's going strong, and then he can independent by himself and learn all kind of things in the life, you know. I don't want to take him anything, you know, to have forever.
Yeah, you don't want to have to be doing this forever, John, and making sure Gary doesn't get ripped off by the sales rep or, you know, something like that happens again.
Yeah, he still, man, every time I go overseas, he locked the deal, and the bank always go down, you know, always go down. I stay here like 1 week, everything is jumping up and profits again. That's why I yell at him. I not happy, but I say, well, you have to learn that, though, no matter what.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it, is just learning by your own mistakes. So, you know, I'm sure in a couple of years, Gary will be more hands-on with the business and be able to make those decisions properly.
I don't know. So far, he never changed. you know, he had to come early to work, prepare everything before employee. That's what I did. I have two sons. Usually, they work for me. His old brother. They good for the trading, but on business, they don't know how to run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I fire him. I send him to all my friends to work like manager for that. But they never come. They just want 8 o'clock and 5 o'clock go home. They don't care. They bat over all my customers around me. They just don't say nothing. Say, bye, daddy.
It's not their business. That's why, you know, at the end of the day, until it's your money, you just don't care enough. Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate, but I understand the situation where they just don't put in enough effort because it's just not, you know, it's not costing you anything. It costs, you know, it costs your father money. Oh, who cares then? So, yeah, it's tough. That's tough.
Yeah, now I give him the new building, one more building, and I let him deal with with them. And to now, no fee, no not. I mean, if they don't give us the fee, money, free rent, everything, and his side is more expensive than me at 25 cents a square foot.
Oh, man.
When the landlord, his name is John, he come over here, I yell at him. Then he give me that. That's why I told him to fail on that. That symbol, you want independent. He say, daddy, you control too many. Don't let me try. I say, yeah, okay, try that. Okay, new building empty. I want to get that one too. We always overflow. And then he deal later on when they come over here, because every morning he know that I have to sign and look it. Approval. And at the ground floor. Then he come here, I look at all, I say, hey, how come too expensive? And then take out it. I say, no way. I never sign a building for at least 1 month. Mostly I sign for 3 months free before I prepare my permit, my thing.
Oh, Gary.
I pull him back, and then the landlord laughed, and I said, okay, John, take 1 moment, no problem, it's shit. I said, no, John, that's why I told you. Why he on the paperwork is a president, no owner. Why I have to, you tell me to bring the paperwork here to, for me to look. I say, that's why it happened. Okay, you guys fooled him, bullshit. And he laughed.
He's young too, you know. He's around my age. I can understand being in that situation.
Oh, he worked for me like when he 14 years old. After school, I give him 3 hours for homework for eat and come back here, work like helper. And now he go like what? He's 31, 30 years old already. Damn, he got paid for a house, he got paid for a car. What the hell, you know?
Yeah.
To learn how to do that and how to take care. I get old, so.
Yeah, you're not going to be there forever covering his back and, you know, fixing his mistakes, right? So he's got to learn soon.
Yeah, that's why at year 202, I retire, close, you know, and change for them some of the park with the partner, but they partner and them run it, lost business, or even. No money. That's why I buy out all the stock. From I kick all my people, young like him, you know, I kick them all. They work for me. I kick them all. I took all everything back and put under his name.
Yeah.
I say, well, Gary, that's your now. You take care, that's good.
But he's going to lose it all if he doesn't, you know, start caring a little bit more about it.
I don't know. You see, my son, he only one. I don't want to fight him. All the day when the lease, signed lease, I told him, I don't want to say I want to fight you, but, you know, I don't want everybody later on look at me like, oh, why you fight the older son? You fight the older guy, or your older son ready. He only one left. You fight him too? And his mom would yell at me too, you know.
That's always the fun part.
Yeah, when I fight his brother, his mom yell at me. I say, well, you open one more work, I fight you too, you know. See, my son is my employee. He work, he got pay high, not like cheap. He got a car, he wanted, you know. So they have to listen to me. And they run the business. They let employee hang around at when 9, 10 o'clock. I come in, they still stay in there and talking shit.
Yeah.
That's why I yell and he don't listen. I have to let him go.
Well, you know, yeah, that's tough love. You got to do it sometimes, though. That sucks.
Lady, I beat her 10 years. Jeez, man.
She was there for 10 years?
Huh?
10 years? Your older son was there?
No, all of a sudden it's longer than him. It's 14 years. Gary, just 10 years. 10 years.
Oh, wow.
But the other guy who worked with me at TDI, that's my company, Import Airport, we will take, buy the house, remodel, build a house, buy the land, build a house, that's my other company.
Wow, man, you have a couple of good, you know, very successful companies under your belt here, John. Pretty smart.
Peter, I told you I do business different.
Yeah.
38 years, I never owned nobody. Delivery, I pay for. Delivery, I pay. I don't own nobody, even the car. My try, my company car, truck, I don't own nobody. That's why I should buy every time. Economic is, you know, down. I don't care about that.
Guess what? Then you don't have to lose any sleep at night. You don't owe anybody. You know, it's a nice way to live life. It's not the way the typical American does it.
I buy the land, build myself. I don't own nobody.
Oh, it's good for you, man. It's good. That's crazy. You know,
that's
you,
why if you
build
come
it up.
Here, come down over here. I think you see my other company.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'll try and make it up there. You know, next
down
time
here,
I'm in
I
Los Angeles.
Whatever you take down here, I think you guys learn whatever you want, man.
Let's do it.
Food, Chinese food, Indian, whatever. I got all kind of customer.
Let's
all
do it.
Nations.
We'll do it. I'm excited.
Yeah, come down here, see our warehouse. You might imagine. You guys talk shit, I just small guy. Shit, no way, man. We have full merchandise, full everything overlord, though.
Oh, you know what? Next time I'm in the area, I'll give you a ring. We'll do
a
discount.
In the airport, tell me. I get the car down here.
we're right down here in San Diego. We're, you know, not far. A 2-hour drive. Yeah, we're in San Diego. So, yeah, I'm a, you know, I'm a bit LA all the time.
A couple job for the big guy from Iron. He from Jill. Yeah, he buy like 57 units down there.
Oh, wow. Okay, so are you expanding down in, you know, this area or no?
Hey, the thing is, morning at the people. If you can handle that, tell me. I can open anything. If people handle without a money loss, without it to be stolen, without to be a bullshit thing, I can open in 5 minutes. You tell me.
Wow.
Anywhere you want it. We got customer ready. We don't wait a customer like your guy wait for. We have the customer now. I got in my hand. I control it because we got turned away. They don't pay merchandise. I give them 30 days, 60 days.
And then after that, it's done.
A lot. I don't have the people to handle that. That's why I cut up a little thing right now. See, like big customers, if they go to TDI Associates, that's my main company. That's why we own the TDI Associates. We own the global. Big customers, problem, that have to be deal with me. It's TDI. But small
little customer, the GDI then.
Huh?
And the small customers, they go to the GDI, they deal with Gary so he can learn, right?
Small customer go with the global.
Yeah, hey, with global. And then the big ones with TDI, right?
Uh-huh.
I understand. Hey, John.
So big customer account builders, yeah, go to TDI.
Perfect.
Yeah, small guy, customer like... a working customer now because we stay here for long. So now we have some customer go down here and pay for cash, pay for take. I'll pick up right away, do right away. Yeah, that's here. But TDI, we move by loading.
Wow.
Yeah, we buy bulk, like cheap. They eat that. See, they sell to you. You're a big builder. But somehow you don't have money to pay them back. You bankruptcy or something wrong. They have to took it back. And then that's what they offer for us. Big company, they don't want to took it merchandise back because they don't have the skill to go, the school to go back to the warehouse to control that. That's why too much time cost them too much money to take back and forth and get people put it back in the rack. That's why they offer us. And I'm long-term business with them.
I understand.
No return, no bad check, no bullshit. I don't have
enough money
to do that. I call them right away. Hey, I don't have enough money. Give me 1 month, give me 7 days, 10 days. I don't sign a check without money in my bank.
Exactly.
Sort me. Oh, 7 days, I pay you. That's it. I say, give me a check and bought that, and then before, I say, no. I don't say, make sure my bank money cover. That's the way it is.
That's a good way to run business.
Yeah,
that's a good way to
go. Polo Show or the other one, if you ask my name, only Chino. They call me Chino guy. Survived 38 years. Everyone died, bankruptcy, close the door. Old money run away, we still here forever.
38 years. That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. All right, John, I'm going to have to go right now, but I'm going to
talk with you.
Talk with me later today or tomorrow.
I'm comfortable with you, but not to be honest with you, we hate you guys. Because it takes too much time for me. I told you, you had me on the phone. Hey, John, I let you borrow $98,000 here. 30 of item we need that. Read it out, and that's it. I done.
I know.
You ask me like this. I have too many customer, too many things to do. Both company, TDI and Global. I have to run back and forth.
I know. Get this first one done, then John, you're gonna call me and be like, "Hey Pete, I need $100,000." I'm gonna say it'll be in your account in 2 days, and you don't have to do any more paperwork.
Yeah, see, like
it's just this establishing the relationship.
When I'm nothing to do it, yeah, you ask me, I take you even. You want 40 pictures, I take you right away, 5 minutes or 3 minutes.
Okay. I understand. Yeah, you're busy. You have two companies. You got to, you know, watch Gary's back, too, because, you know, he's still figuring things out. So, you know, I understand. You're very, very busy. So we work on your time, John. When you have time, you know, we get this done. And I really want to work on this for you because we're so close.
Make me happy.
I will get. You are my main priority.
When my order warehouse come in, that one we're talking about $2 million loan. We got everything to cover for you in the bank, cover money for you too. So easy to do. But I want to pull out my money tie by tie back and let run it.
Mm-hmm.
But my bank I associated real strong now.
Well, John, your deal is my number one priority. Your deal is my number one priority from this entire week.
Run it open. Yeah, you will go and happy. I play with you. Because that the whole warehouse with the tree at the yard. So we eat a lot of merchandise. We can buy a lot of merchandise in. Whatever they say cheap, I take it in. I use that to do business for you year long.
So then how about when we're going to do this one, and then I'll come, I'll see the facilities when we do that really, really big next one.
If you permit me, I do it. Everything you add on paperwork, today, you don't add me no more.
No more paperwork. Okay?
I judge your work now. The more I talk with you, I feel comfort with you a little bit.
All right, good.
I'll be honest with you, but this time, that's why I tell with Sal. Sal, you guy crazy, man.
I know, but we're almost done. It'd be a shame not to get this done after so much paperwork you already got. Mm-hmm. So, if you just get this done, I'm sure. I know. I promise you, John, we'll be done with this,
no,
and you're gonna like your.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
I'm happy. I do everything. No problem.
My job is to keep you happy then.
$84.
All right.
$84.
I will talk to you tomorrow, John. Okay. Thank you.
See you then.
Bye bye.